Welcome back to Brass Tacks. Sanker Price here with you, along with Misha Brathbit. Val, thank you for the video showing those Cuban doctors arriving to loud applause by the Italians. Thanks for that video. And just on the WhatsApp, this person here, and I have a lot of WhatsApp, and I'm going to come to them in between the calls. This person is raising a concern about somebody burning trash over the last 2 days, and this is in Shop Hill, St. Thomas. They sent us a lovely picture showing the sky, which would have looked even better if it didn't have so much smoke. And they're making the point that their partner is asthmatic and has been relying on inhalers regularly over the past couple of days. So folks, you really should not be burning stuff like that. And outside is dry as it is and somewhat windy. So that means that it's really going to affect those who are asthmatic, that are in close proximity or even downwind from you. And there must be another way to dispose of your garbage. If it's garbage you're burning or if it's your leaves, there are other ways that you can do that. And you need to do that. But you just can't be burning stuff like that because it affects people's health. And this day and age, and somebody's coughing, people get very, very upset and very scared. Because when people see you coughing, they think that it's related to the coronavirus. So you really can't be doing that. So please, stop it. We go back to the phone lines. Good morning. You're on the air. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're on the air.
Oh, good morning. Good morning to y'all, and I'm calling because I've been getting this problem over and over. And I know there's a lot of things happening in Barbados right now, just before I reach and everything like that. But a lot of people that have the people that is inside enclosed doors, they do not know nor see what is going on with these other people.
You've lost me totally. What problem are you having?
Pardon?
What problem you're talking
about? I'm telling you that. Uh-huh. Because I am one that is home ill. I can't use a limb very well.
So you're disabled?
I'm not disabled, but it was an injury.
Okay.
So I have an elderly person that here, and they are indoors. From the time it would say that they have to be indoors, they were indoors. They're going nowhere different to here. Now, what I'm saying is, I am tired. I work, and I'm home on sick leave. I'm tired begging National Insurance to send the money to go to them to send money for me. What is happening? When you go there, I received 4 weeks back, I haven't seen anything. When I go there, they are now trying to put it into a book so that you can get it. Well, then they take 2-3 months to send this money to you. Your water is due for disconnection. Your light is due for disconnection. It is real, real serious. I would like those people to please have heart. There are some of us like me that don't have the necessary things already in the home that is needed to be in the home where this virus is concerned. And I think that they should look more closely at how they're operating with people that have this sick home. You know something? Long time ago, whenever you see that I'm sick and or I got pains and I can't go to work, I prefer to put up the doctors out and I will go to work in pain. I ask the Lord to get me through the day because it takes so long when you're home to get that sickness benefit. I need to get things in place here. I need to get bills paid. I need to get before they get disconnected because it's going to be more money on me when you are disconnected. You have to pay more money to get it. Right now, Barbados, you can't get gas in Barbados to use what you have to do. You have to look for some person because they don't have transportation to run around to get the gas. I don't have the money for them to run around, so it means that soon the one I have will be out and there won't be no food to cook in the home. It is really, really serious. And I'm telling you, somebody needs to do something. I'm a person who goes to work because I don't like to be dependent on people. And this was the second time something like that happens. And you get strict when you go through the welfare department. You get strict. and I'm stripping and doing everything and telling them everything that's going on and what is going on. They promised to sign some persons. Nobody came. And this was going on for quite a while from December. I think that something should be done, and they should look out for us, the people that is on sick leave, and try to see what they could do to accommodate us. We need soap in the house. We need cool rocks in the house. We need food in the house. We need to pay our bills. And as far as recently, because of their tardiness to be sending money, I got a letter stating that I have to pay. I could even pay the store. And there was a letter came to me requesting I paid this money by a particular time. I have to go to court, and I will have to pay the lawyer the expense. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? So these are things that are really happening with us here in Barbados. Some of us, but I know you can speak for me, it happened to me. And the thing about it is, we are just human beings, and we need help. So I'm saying this, that just how you see that, the government is doing everything they can to help everybody, and the Prime Minister is doing her best. I know that I can see. I can, by reading and things, but the thing about it is, just how you see that they're opened and help other people come in here, there's a good gesture. But the thing about it is they have to look out for their own. I need help, mm-hmm. and I need help fast.
Okay.
I don't want to go in the newspaper with my name or my face all over the paper to get this bashment thing when I'm on the street. All I need is to get some money coming to me so that I can go and get my business started out.
All right.
And that is basically it.
I take what you're saying. I understand you better than you may even realize. What you're raising here is something that I've been made aware of over the last couple of weeks now. There have been a number of complaints about people who are finding it difficult to get their disability checks and sickness benefit checks from the NIS. I would really love to hear somebody from the NIS. They can call us here, just 434-1790. Just let Michelle know that you're calling from the NIS, and we'll put you right through so that you can talk on the air. But you need to, at this time, when people are particularly stressed, when people are scared, let's be blunt, when people are very, very scared about this contagious disease, mm-hmm. and they want to ensure that they have the necessary stock in their house to last them just in case things are closed down. They want to make sure the bills are paid and whatnot. If all you're doing is adding to their anxiety when those checks are late. Now, I know that the NAS staff are under tremendous pressure trying to meet the increased numbers of people who are making demands on the system, you know.
It's true.
So I understand that they're under pressure. But clearly, some system has to be put in place where the whole thing can be, the whole process can be speeded up, so that people wouldn't have to suffer as they're suffering. Because, as I said, I've been made aware of it. I heard it from a couple of people before you about what is happening, and it's not good because people are desperate in some cases, and they're scared. As I said, they are really scared.
When you
don't get through, I'll get it now. And when you're in this sort of position where you're waiting on this check, and you have nothing else to fall back on, then it really makes you feel. Well, you tell us how you feel having to wait on that check and not knowing when it's going to come, not knowing. How do you feel? Please tell them.
For me, I look, every time I hear a motorbike pass through the gap, I bump on where I am. And it got me so frustrated, everything. Right now I'm home here, and I'm actually, at the say you could say, actually lying down in my sofa, because that's where he go close to listen to the postman. When I look and he goes straight down the road, I say, oh my goodness, nothing for me today. And I go back in and I just sit there, and then there's nothing there when you look. Another thing is, what is really, really thing, well, when you carry it now, they give you 4 working days in a bank or credit union. 4 working days. Now, you want this thing so urgent. You in need of these things. And when you go to the credit union, some people, they will compromise if you have a problem. I could tell you that for sure at the credit union, because they're looking for their people too. But at the same time, when you go there, I hear 4 days, and you go there and you have bills to pay, it carries you so bad when you turn away from there. Your face looks so different to where you come in. You came in, and then you get feeling good about yourself. But when you get there, they tell you 4 working days. They themselves don't know what you have to do, what you have to pay. But sometimes, if you meet the right person, they will ask, you will talk to them, and they will try to compromise to help you. That is one thing they will do.
But let me ask you this. Let me cross you and ask you this. Why can't you get the money deposited directly to your bank account or to your credit union account?
When you get the money and it is crossed, suppose you get...
I don't mean... You don't get a check. Would happen is, as long as they have... Because if that process, that electronic process, is much faster. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of older Barbadians are really not... don't really like that. They like to have the paper in their hand so they can go to the post office or mm-hmm. wherever to cash it. But the thing about it is that is a cost to the NAS, and it is also it also causes you delays, because you have to print the checks and that sort of thing. But if it can be done electronically, in other words, if the NAS can send it straight to your account, you would get that money immediately, and you can just draw it off. And in fact, if you get the money directly onto your account, and you have your debit card, you're sure it's there, you can double check. You know, you go into the ATM, you check on the debit card that it's there, and then before even taking off cash, you can then go shopping.
I don't have a debit card, one thing, because everybody's not fortunate for that. I don't have a card that I could juke it into the machines. All I do is they will post the money home. I will continuously go to see when it's there, and then eventually I will have, when I get it, I head straight to the credit union. The credit union put in, it don't care what you have there. Right now, it is almost zero for me with the credit union. Their money is there. Otherwise, I would just go and do what I have to do, because I'm not in a position, I'm not in this position to be waiting like that. As I mentioned to you, I will go work and pay in first and try to make the day with God's help than to wait on that. But what I'm saying to you is, when you get there with that, you have to have working days that you're supposed to get it. Mm-hmm. If your light is in for disconnection, it's still going to get disconnected with fees to pay, because you cannot get the money off of there in the amount of days. And mm-hmm. I had spoken to them before, and I told them about it, but they still cross it anyway. They said that is their rule.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what to do or anything like that. But I know personally, I try to sanitize what I have here, because of this thing happened, don't mean that I didn't have certain things, but it's almost out. I clean from top to bottom, gate, everything, every morning. That's my way, right through to the back area. And I need those things to be done. I need the light to be on, and I need the water most of all. I need the water to be on. So in saying this, there are, as I said, there are people out there that you can't see, nor other people can't see things that are happening too. And if you're not the type of person that usually goes out there to ask or beg or try to get something, mm-hmm. you're going to be stuck in a corner,
yeah.
just like a broken chair without legs. So they need something.
I'm with you. I understand everything you're saying. But look, just keep listening to the program. I really try to get some sort of response for you. We have to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Brass Stacks. I just want to read a couple of WhatsApps here. Actually, we have a number of WhatsApp people complaining about the situation at the NAS. So I'm just going to read this single one because I think it encapsulates everything that has been said by the others. Sanko, we can plead with the NAS until we are blue in the face or until the cows come home. It makes no difference. The checks and other bank payments are late month after month after month. No amount of phone calls to the office makes one iota of a difference. Electronic deposits are treated with the same tardy disregard for due dates. This situation is normal for NIS payments. Who on this island is able to put this nonsense right? Too many people are hurting as a result of these very, very late payments. I hope that you can get an opportunity to challenge an NIS person other than a lowly gatekeeper to answer your questions. And just as a follow-up to this, this other person writes, if the person calls from the NIS, can you please ask about the thousands of dollars that they are paying out in overtime on weekends and the struggles that the NIS management are having to get the employees to work during the week because they want overtime to continue? And then I'll just read this last one before going back to the phone lines. Could you please ask gas pump attendants not to be fearful in reporting that they are feeling unwell to their supervisors? Apparently at one gas station, two ladies who reported they were not feeling well were sent home. They were sent on leave without a cent for 14 days or forced to take vacation for 14 days. These girls need their jobs and the few dollars they only earn a few dollars. By not reporting their illness, they could easily hide what might be COVID-19. Who knows? Let's get the private sector to be more sympathetic and not treat the poorly paid so harshly. So those are some views being expressed on the WhatsApp. You're on the air. Good afternoon. Sorry, it's still morning. Good morning. You're on the air. Go right ahead. We go to another call. Let's try this one. Good morning. You're on the air. All right, let's go to another one, Michelle. Good morning. You're on the air. Hello. Good morning.
I can hear you, Mr.
Yes.
Price.
Hi, Mark. Go right ahead, Mark.
I've got the beep to know that we're connected.
Yeah.
Oh, you have not spoken to you for a little while.
Poker, poker.
I'm going to hold on because I need your guidance and your opinion on what I'm going to talk to you about. COVID-19. There's a very strong understanding that the senior citizen must stay at home, which we're not questioning that. But we also must ask the question, will there be some protection for people like myself as far as noise pollution is concerned, as far as kite flying is concerned, as far as noisy motorbikes are concerned, as far as cars are concerned, shooting parks all day, all night. So we're not only abiding by the recommendation that we should supposed to stay at home, but we're staying at home under some conditions that we wonder why they are allowed, and we are abiding by these recommendations. So I hope that the authorities will find some way of controlling the kite flying, for example. And as I mentioned, there are some cars that are now modified that if you think they're shot, somewhere along the line, the mechanics are very, 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 very good in terms of getting the car to sound as if they're bullet shot. I hope that something will be done as far as this is concerned. We are abiding by the COVID-19 recommendation. The other thing, Mr. Price, that I observe, and I'm asking your opinion, I am from the old school, and I believe that you would have been out of the old school too because of your parents. There was a time in this country when everybody that went to the beach came back with a bottle of salt water. Am I all right?
Yeah. You come back with the salt water because you want to wash off your feet.
Right, wash off your feet or find some use for it in the home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have been listening. I'm only asking a question. I have been listening to the COVID suggestions of cleanliness, wash hands, soap hands and everything. But I believe that we have a medicine that we don't seem to understand how important it is to us. And if every young person that go to the beach can bring back a bottle of salt water for that senior citizen in the house, then who knows, that may be the answer to some of the problems that might be faced. So I'm saying that the old school has proven to us helpful. So the salt water in the house, by every person go to the beach and get a bottle of salt water, comes back in the house and stay in the house, either to get a mouthful either to wash the feet or either to rub some part of the body. So I'm hoping that one of the things, conditions now that we're going through this COVID recommendation, is that all the young people who could get to the beach for relatives.
Mark, you said it twice, and I like you, but don't say the third time, because where's the scientific evidence? We are not going to debate this. I can let you go on to your third point. We're not going to debate this, honestly, because I don't want a repetition of it. But where's the scientific evidence that says that consuming this or rubbing it on your body is going to help? There's no scientific evidence to that.
I never said, Mr. Price, that it's going to help. I said that the older folks, you hear me?
I listened to you loud and clear.
I've said the older folks years ago, when they had a bottle of salt water from their home, it served many purposes, including...
All right, but let's leave it right there. I don't want you to repeat it. Don't repeat it, because I don't want... This is not a time when certain types of information should be going out there. It would be irresponsible of me to allow you to do that. This is really not a time for that. Go on to your third point.
I answered the question for your guidance. What I would like to find out also is how many men, seamen, who work and fishermen who work on the sea, if any of them have been at least involved in the test, and if the test came back positive. There's a reason for that, because I'm of the opinion, I'm not saying that it happened, but I'm of the opinion, as you said, I'm not spreading anything, and I'm just trying to find out exactly where the stocks are. And the question asks, if there are any stocks to prove that fishermen who work at sea, and men who do water sports and that type of thing, if any of them have been tested and the tested have come up positive, and that is only a question of interest as far as the country is concerned. Any comments on that?
No, I prefer to let my pastor say the offset.
I want to clear the point, though, Mr. Price, because it seems as if I'm trying to input that salt water.
No, Mark, enough of that. Okay, we move to the next call. You're on the air. Good morning.
Wait, hold a minute. Let me go and turn off my radio. That was the fifth caller. Good morning, Mr. Sanka Price.
Hi, morning. How are you?
Not too bad. You know, I'm smiling and I'm crying at the same time. I remember when I was in the UK that Mr. Mandley and Mr. Castro was, you know, have to fight against the great United States of America. Huh? Have to fight. And Jamaica would not give up of dealing with Cuba, because they know what Cuba was capable of doing. Cuba come and help Jamaica to the hairs. And now, look at the Cuban doctors are going to a racist country to help the people. And Cuba, well, you know, well, Jamaica, if Jamaica said Cuba, Cuba said yes. We've got Cuban doctors in Jamaica now. And now they are going to go to St. Lucia. And they will go to any country that call on them. And Jamaica was treated in a way like a dog. Our money went from 4 to 0. People are talking on the radio, Jamaica money don't mean nothing. But look at what Jamaica money mean now to the people who need Cuba. Because of the great Mr. Mandley get involved with Cuba to help us, to help the people that they could help. Our money went down to, you know, when you got a thousand deep well, our money went right down there. Because even that prime minister of Jamaica that wasn't born in Jamaica, come and tell the people, don't get involved with Mandley, because Mandley are going to bring Jamaica to communists. Yes, the communist country now, sending people all over. And if Britain need Cuba, Cuba will send. And if the same America that need Cuba, Cuba will send. Mr. Barack Obama opened the door for Cuba to people to get in and get out and all of that. This man come in and he closed the door. Huh? Look at what Cuba now, the black doctors, they are standing up and clapping. The same racist people are clapping. My God, if I could dig up Mandley and kiss him, I would. To stick with Cuba. Great Cuba that got the best doctor. Well, I'm not saying the other doctors in the world ain't best, but these doctors knows everything. They test the great doctors, the great nurses, the great... Oh, listen, sir, I am happy and I'm sad at the same time because, in a way, my country will never get back. Because another country now coming in and giving them money, and sooner or later they're going to own Jamaica. But I am happy that Mr. Mondly, may he fly with the angel, he and Mr. Cuba, Mr. Castro, fly with the angel and look and laughing now that Cuba is going to be the rescue of the world.
All right.
They don't have anything. Cuba is the one going to rescue the world.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your comments. And I want to let that lady know who just called just before Mark did about the NAS situation. Could you please call back here and identify yourself to the producer, the person who answers the phone? Just call us back and we have a word for you. We have to take a commercial break and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Brass Tacks. This is Sankey Price with you along with Michelle Brathwaite. And that lady who called, please, from call about the problem with the NAS checks, please call us back here. We need to speak with you as a matter of urgency. And let me go to the WhatsApp before I go back to the phone lines. This person here is saying, Sanka, the Prime Minister needs to keep her eyes open with respect to employers using this COVID-19 to lay off workers without notice. And this other person here is saying, Carnival was a bigger risk and Trinidad did not cancel it, but yet you could not take in your people. Interesting. We go back to the phone lines. You're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning to you and your crew.
Good morning to you, Stu. How are you today?
I'm pretty okay.
Good.
As it relates to the NIS,
mm-hmm.
This is the opportunity now for the NIS, the banks, and the credit unions to come together and organize either workshop, seminar, to sensitize the elderly and the disabled as it pertains and tell them, and let them know the benefits of money going straight to your account when you're using the ATM card. I know for a fact that the disabled fraternity has been reaching out to the banks trying to get them to get the ATMs disabled friendly. For instance, for the blind, there's a software that the blind will be able to use the ATMs independently. They've been trying to encourage the banks to do that. Certain parts of the United States, if they're a mall and it has three or four ATMs, at least two has to be disabled friendly, where the blind can operate that independently. I think that needs to be looked at also. As it relates to medication, the poor is being discriminated against. And let me explain what I mean. Because you cannot afford the medication, you cannot get it. Now, they ask you to get at least a month's supply of medication. Some of the medication is not on the Ministry of Health, so you have to pay for it. So persons with disabilities who have to get medication, the elderly, sometimes struggle when the month comes to pay for that medication. So in order to know if you want to get medication, and you can only get the prescribed medication 2 days before the date. If you need it before that, you have to pay for it. Now, I know the government pays a substantial amount of money for our medication. But when you call the pharmacy now to get the medication, you have to pay for it. And not only that, there's a thing called the insulin pen, which assists blind people to accurately and independently do their insulin themselves. The company that you can get that from closed. They didn't even inform the customers that they're closing down. No, which means now those persons who used to use the insulin pen has to resort back now, for the time being, to getting the insulin bottle and syringe, which means they will have to either beg, ask, or pay someone to fill their syringes for them. And this is only a few of the challenges that we are experiencing at this time.
we being the disabled community, specifically the blind?
Yes. And the thing about Corona, there's a positive and there's a negative side of Corona. Some services that you used to get free, now you got to pay for them.
Like what?
You used to get free delivery when you order your groceries online. Now you have to pay for them. I have seen some innovation come up since we have the Corona, which is good.
What innovation is that?
Where persons are offering services now for you can get certain things, go and get your bills paid. You can get certain medication, that sort of thing. And which is good.
So in other words, the people are offering a service where they would come to you, collect your bills and the money, and they would actually pay those bills and the pay those bills for you.
Yes, at a cost.
And what is the cost?
I do not know. I have not used it.
Okay.
But I think though the way the NIS is going, where your money go to your account, I think that is a good move. Mm-hmm. But you need to sensitize and let in and how to effectively use these equipment. You mm-hmm. just can't ask people to do something and they don't know how to operate it.
And I agree with you totally. I just want to respond to you, and please stay on the line. I really would like to see more people get a direct debit, you know, money going directly to their accounts, because it would save the NIS several thousand dollars, I can assure you, if they did that and they didn't have to print checks. But in terms of efficiency, it's usually much more efficient for a company to send money directly to your account. But as you rightly said, people would have to learn to use an ATM. What that caller, what she brought home to me was the divide, the technical divide, or technical, was that technical? It's the divide anyhow, that's going on here. Between certain generation divide in terms of people's appreciation for our computer technology and the value of it, what it can do for you.
Some people are scared too.
Some people are really scared of it, and of course, they wouldn't express it in that way. But you're visually impaired, and you want it because you recognize the convenience it can do for your life. And I thought that was that's an extremely positive thing.
Yeah, and it makes you more independent. You don't have to rely upon
Precisely.
People to do things for you.
Precisely.
I remember when I was working, my employer, the equipment went computerized. Employees that were there for 20 years opt to go home. They were so terrified of using this equipment that they opt to go home. Mm-hmm. So it's a reality. I think we need to understand it, and we need to have a dialogue with those persons. Mm-hmm. You just can't leave them hanging.
Yeah.
And as far as the medication is concerned, I even tried to get a month's supply, and I cannot get all of my medication.
But that is happening all over, because I really think that a lot of people are overdoing it. Yes, we are someone in a crisis situation, but this level of buying.
Yeah, but nobody shouldn't be able to go and get 6 months medication. The maximum should be two.
Because I agree with you.
Because people less fortunate than you need the medication.
Agreed. But, you know, it's not only just the medication. Somebody mentioned earlier, and I didn't pick them up on it, but I made a note about you can't get, in fact, it's the same lady, you can't get gas, which is bottled gas. There is a problem with bottled gas.
Well, what happened is only Sunday, my family went to buy some gas, and persons were buying two and three bottles at one time.
That is what I've been told. In fact, the person said to me that when they went to buy borehole gas, they had to go to a number of stations, and then when they finally reached this one station, they got this one borehole gas. One full borehole was left, and the attendant told them that they never realized there were so many empty borehole bottles out there. People were just bringing two and three bottles.
Yeah. Sunday, a gas station received a delivery of 275 bottles of gas. Mm-hmm. Within 2 hours, all they're gone.
Wow.
So people are scared of the unknown, and that is understandable. But I think we need to think rational. Mm-hmm. And we also need to think about our neighbor, mm-hmm. because we will now become our brother's keeper. Mm-hmm. We got to help one another. I experienced something in the supermarket. I felt so good to be a Barbadian. The supermarket, you know where they pack six packs of soda bits in a pack? One pack was left on the counter, and the lady took it up. Another lady came and said, shh, all the biscuits gone. The lady said, you want the biscuits? And she burst the pack, took three, and gave the lady three. And I said to myself, well, that is great. All of us are not selfish.
Yeah. Before you go, though, could you just, and the thing I was looking for is digital divide. Digital divide. And I thank you, Chris, for that. How do you feel, you know, you're visually impaired.
I'm totally blind.
You're totally blind.
Yes.
The whole aspect of social distancing, the whole aspect of...
That is... Okay,
let me... How do you deal with that?
Well, you know, as blind people, we hold on to things because we are walking, and people, you might hold on to somebody who is taking us someplace and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. We got to be cautious of that. So at this present time, we try not to leave home unless we have to. Mm-hmm. And... Well, a lot of us, before even COVID came to Barbados, we used to remove the sanitizers. Because when you touch the railings and you don't know, and you have your cane using all the time. So most of us, we use remove the sanitizers or wipes. And we wipe down our hands and our canes and so forth. So that's the norm for us. So that ain't nothing new. But as far as social distance, we have suspended certain activities. And we are advising our members in our organization to stay at home. But we are trying to, through the Barbados Council for the Disabled, and the National Disabilities Unit, and other organizations, trying to work out ways that we can assist our members, taking them to the supermarket, getting some of our volunteers to assist them to go to the hospital for appointments, get their medication, and that sort of thing.
Do you get a lot of people coming forward to volunteer to assist?
No, it's a challenge getting volunteers. It is.
So,
but we do get some volunteers, and we have some that are very dedicated. Mm-hmm. Many a times go above and beyond the call of duty, mm-hmm. to be honest with you. But the numbers are small.
And in terms of volunteering, you need somebody who has transportation.
Not necessarily so. No, not necessarily. In this crisis, no, you need someone with transportation. But we have volunteers that we would arrange. Like, if I wanted, let me say I wanted to go into town and do some shopping. A volunteer would meet me at a particular location. We would go and do some shopping. Then I would get on the public transportation and go home, and that body would go home. Same thing if you want to go to a doctor's appointment. All the volunteers doesn't have vehicles. So however they can assist us, they do.
And a person can become a volunteer by contacting who?
Pardon me?
How can a person become a volunteer? Who should they contact?
Well, they can contact the Barbados Council for the Disabled, or they can contact any of the organizations. The National United Society for the Blind has their number, 234-3331.
That's 234-33.
Mm-hmm. 3-1. Yeah. And the Barbados Council for the Disabled has the number 629-0570.
Okay.
So any person who's willing to volunteer or assist can make that contact.
All right, sir. And I sincerely hope by at least you having this chat here and you letting us know those numbers that more people would come forward and assist the disabled at this time. We really need to be our brother's keeper.
That.
All right, sir. Great. Have a nice day. You're on the air. Good morning. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
not bad.
Good.
Mr. Price, I is one of those persons who is waiting for my invalidity benefit from NAS. And I cannot get it in pension change, going to change Monday, the 30th. And up to now, I ain't get money yet. I hear I can't get it in NAS. Because I hear walking with a cane. And I hear waiting for my benefit so I could get some money to go in the supermarket before the supermarkets and things close down. And I can't get my invalidity benefit at all. I called Friday, I called yesterday, and today is Wednesday, and still none ain't get here yet for me.
When was it supposed to get there? Which day? Is it sent out a particular time?
Mr. Price, checks is changed since but the last week or week before. And another one is to change Monday coming, which is the 30th.
So you got yours for last month already?
Yes.
Okay. And did they come on time?
Yes. But I get them for this month yet.
You normally get two checks a month?
Yes, please.
One for the 15th and one for the end of the month?
Right, and I get none too.
And when you call, what did they tell you?
I called Friday. The lady tell me she gonna speak about it. I called Tuesday yesterday. She told me she gonna go downstairs and give downstairs the information. Mm-hmm. And up to now, Mr. President, I can't get me. Right now, I got a farm in my bag. I got to go and get a mammogram done. I can't get the mammogram done. I can't make the appointment yet because I don't have the money to go and get it done. When I get my money, then I will make the appointment to go and get this mammogram done. And I can't get my money, Mr.
All right. We really will try to follow on that and see what's happening with the NAS. We need to take a commercial break and we'll be right back.